This is part two of the podcast of What is Active Learning, Improving Interactivity and Feedback in a Large and Diverse Module. So we're talking about having a chair and trying to make sure that chair is different every time and involving as many people as possible. So I'm delivering the students added value because someone is taking the skill of timekeeping, chairmanship, and also they are engaging, opening up the dialogue in the class, and in some occasions they are actually presenting to the class. So they are learning all the skills that I want them to learn, which I never was able to give them in a lecture before. I'm having added value because it's enriching the way that my abilities in terms of discussing their needs. For instance, last week someone asked me to talk about Apple and their culture. Well, this got me thinking that I wouldn't have done the thinking beforehand. I would have got the thinking from my own examples. And in terms of community, how does the community benefit? Well, I don't see my lecture theatre as 259 people in a lecture. I see it as 259 people are our ambassadors to shape and to disseminate the knowledge that they are gaining in their lectures outside and beyond. So that's why I'm podcasting. Now, I have a rule on my podcast, and you may have noticed that I'm driving my car at the moment. I'm pretty safe. I've got a microphone, and I'm not wasting any of my time. To me, driving my car is dead time. So why can't I do podcasts and do some talking and record it for the benefit of my students and the community? So that's what active learning is: getting added value for staff, students and the community. And I've given you some examples of how I've achieved that through chairmanship by the student, through empowering them to come up with their own questions and improving interactivity and feedback. Some things that haven't worked well but I have tried is using Twitter. Twitter has worked very well with a small set of students who have been chatting to me or opening up a dialogue, some debate about some of the topics that we've been discussing. And it's gone very well, but for others, they think, oh, it's something else I need to look at. It's, oh, I don't want to use Twitter, why can't I use Facebook? And there's obvious reasons why not. And I haven't got the buy-in that I thought that I would get. The other thing I would mention about empowerment of the students is that we talk about strategy. Now, we was lucky this year that the Vice-Chancellor and the Bishop asked the students to round up the issues on the debate on whether a university is a public good, and they crafted some proposals which have been adopted and will be strategies embraced and implemented by the university. That is real, real life. I could never deliver that in my lectures in a couple of years' time. It's unique to this year. However, what can I learn from that is that I need to give my students opportunities to do strategy in action, real life actions. Now, how can I do that? I think in the future I'll start thinking about an enterprise board for my module so that I can get feedback from them and I can work on that actual question. How can I get my students exposed to real life decision making, not just classrooms and case studies? And tomorrow we're off to Parliament. We're off to meet some members of Parliament and see the elevation of Lord Glassman, who is a pioneer for citizenship and faith in this country. So we are doing some real stuff, and we are empowering the students to make their own minds up and to make their own decisions and to take action. So long may it continue. I'm trying to redefine what is a university lecture and how I engage with the students and the culture that is present. So let's keep on going. Please give me some feedback if you've got any ideas on these two podcasts at mweaver@dmu.ac.uk. That's mweaver@dmu.ac.uk. Or better still, send us a tweet. All the best.